Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. I feel like I need to apologize to the chat. I feel like they like it a lot better when they have you to themselves, but I am here this morning. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes. We are here to talk about the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds and everything that happened on them yesterday. And let's get started. Let's get right into it. Of course, as always, you can join us in the chat room on whatrobisawebsite.com if you want and talk to us there. But we start the day yesterday with Johnny, Erica, Olivia, and Allie having kind of a conversation about the plans for the future. And they're talking about, you know, who are we going to be targeting? Who are we going to be nominating? When are we going to go after Derek and Kayla? And Allie's not going to like this conversation, Matt.
Yeah, well, the beauty of this house is just that there's so, you know, we've been talking about how there's so much fluidity and how everybody is all, you know, so friendly with each other. And that we really are getting to a point where there's no more room for that. Like we need to start, you know, eating each other in the house. And Allie's not included on this conversation for a reason because she's not in the room. But I don't know. They're not saying things that she would want to hear.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, and it's going to cause her to start running around during the day. By the end of the conversation, though, Johnny and Erica are talking by themselves about they should definitely be going after Derek and Kayla next week. Johnny is fully aware at this point, or at least very aware of how narrowly he escaped being backdoored this week. He actually probably thinks it was more of a chance that it would happen than it actually would have. So he is not happy about that. He definitely wants to go after Dayla now. And Erica is on board. But as I mentioned, Allie, not so much. Allie, she's going to start running elsewhere, trying to make other plans happen.
Yeah, we saw last week that Allie was starting last Sunday, actually. She was starting to go off the hinges a little bit. And I feel like maybe it's just a Sunday thing for her that she just her mind goes a little crazy and she starts questioning her alliance. She starts questioning whether this is the right time to make a big move or not. She's really not sure how much she can trust Erica now. She's been kind of cautious about Johnny, but she's really starting to see some problems with Erica being so attached to Johnny. And you know, there's no hiding that Erica's such a big threat, and now the two of them have won so many competitions together. So Allie started running around yesterday, possibly some anti-Erica.
Yeah, I've noticed that Allie has she has a tendency to be loyal. I mean, Allie is really one of the true floaters in the house in the sense that like her loyalty lies with the person that is HOH that week. Mm-hmm. Even going back as far as Ryan's HOH week, she was the one person that stuck around Ryan and wanted to help protect him after his power was over. And then she was loyal mostly to Erica when Erica was in power. But now that Dayla is in power, now that Kayla is in power, I should say, she has swapped in that alliance where she is a part of the six, which includes Paris, Will, and Johnny. And she's also loyal to the Repair Five, which includes Dayla and her and Liv and Erica. She has stopped being loyal to Erica and is now more loyal to Kayla. And I don't think that has anything to do with her relationship with them. I really do think it just has to do with like she sees them as being in power, and so she is more loyal to them in this moment. But I could be wrong. I think I've noticed a trend here.
Well, yeah, there's a reason you guys bought the stock in her last week. She was looking really good. She was making a lot of connections in different places. Last week, it went off the hinges a little bit, but during like at least 2 weeks ago, she was working like almost the entire house. And she, you know, it made sense that this week she was going to go right to Dayla because she has made connections with them. So it's like, it's not fake or anything that she just attaches herself onto them. And I feel like, you know, if Erica won the HOH next week and Allie would, you know, exactly, she would go straight back to Erica and no questions asked. But in the meantime, you know, this week would have been bad if Paris, Will, or Maddie had won HOH, because like we had, you know, you guys all, I think, or you all wanted to sell Allie last week, because if she had, if the wrong people had won, she would have been in a lot of trouble here. But she got lucky that, you know, somebody in the repair 5-1 and she could just latch herself completely onto Kayla.
Yes. So we have a weird little situation. Johnny's name is being thrown around, which is making people be a little bit worried. Apparently, I think the feeds were down, but Johnny had asked Maddie something about Paris, like, because Johnny is considering using the veto on, because as we know, Kayla HOH, she nominated Ryan and Will. Johnny has won the veto. And now Johnny is considering, should I use the veto on Will to prove my loyalty to him and to keep him safe? Obviously, Kayla will probably just nominate another pawn. So is it worth it to make that move? And so Johnny is talking to people about this while wondering how they would feel. And Paris goes to, or Maddie goes to Paris about Johnny asking her about Paris and like what she would do. And if she was, you know, talking about him, and Paris is like, oh, that Johnny, he's so sketchy. But as soon as Maddie leaves, Paris is talking to the cameras as she as she does very often. And she's like, Did Dayla say something to Johnny about what I said to them about Johnny? No, I'm so frustrated. I can't talk to anyone without them leaking my secrets. So there's just a lot of paranoia in the house.
Yeah, and I don't even know where Paris's head is completely at right now, because she says that she, you know, wants to keep Maddie in the game, and then she gets frustrated with Maddie. She says Johnny's untrustworthy, and then they have long good talks, and it seems like they're working together. And she says that Kayla needs to go, and then she goes and talks to Kayla for 3 hours. So it's Paris is like impossible to read, but that's what makes, I think, the position she's been in so strong, because she really could, similarly to Allie, she could just kind of follow the power each week, and it's been working.
Yeah. So Johnny has a conversation with Will where Johnny is asking Will, like, do you want me to use the veto on you? Do you need me to use the veto on you? Will would obviously like it to be used, but he's like, don't worry about it. You don't have to use it, man. Will decides, like, I'll go talk to Kayla, see what her thoughts would be, who she would nominate as the replacement, and so on and so forth. They have a few of these conversations throughout the day where Will, this is really like, I'll get the check. Don't worry about it. Please let me. And Johnny's like, nah, no, but really I could, and I don't want to, you know, and they like at least three times they have this conversation.
I feel like it's a little frustrating on behalf of, you know, watching Will. I feel like if he pushed a little harder, there's a very good chance that Johnny would have used, or not that he hasn't used it yet, but that Johnny would be more willing to say, okay, I'll use it. Because the whole day he's having conversations with people and he's trying to get people to give him like a little bit, just so that he feels like he can use the veto without having people be mad at him. And other people's conversations with him are going decently well, but every time he talks to Will, Will's like, yeah, you know, you don't have to. If it's going to ruin your game, don't worry about it. I understand. But I feel like if Will was like, yeah, I'd really appreciate if you used it on me, Johnny would be like, okay, I'll use it on you.
Yeah. So yeah, that's really the state of their conversations throughout the day. Erica joins them at one point. There's talk throughout the day also of Johnny, Erica, and Will kind of being good with each other, because Johnny obviously has a good relationship with Will, and Will is trying to bridge the gap between him and Erica, and sort of forming maybe a little bit of a threesome there with Will. So moving forward, we also had Maddie talking to Paris, talking about who she wants to target next week. She mentions Allie and Liv are two people that she might put up on the block, but she still would love to get Erica out. She's been holding a grudge against Erica ever since Erica put her on the block. Still not grateful about the veto being used on her.
Maddie needs to win a competition before she can, same with Paris, but yeah, no, and also that doesn't make sense to me, the fact that she wants to target Erica, because I feel like everybody's going to target Erica. Meanwhile, she is aware of the pairs in the house and she knows that they need to be broken up, but she keeps saying Erica.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just don't get that.
Well, again, they're all talking about the stupid triple. And it's like, it's really like it. It didn't used to stifle the gameplay so much because there was so much going on and the triple was so far in the future, this imagined triple. But now that they really feel like there's a triple, not this week, but the week after this week, that like all gameplay is just like slowed to a crawl almost. Cause it's like, well, we gotta be worried about the triple. We gotta be, you know, what we gotta plan for the triple. We gotta be ready for the triple. And so they're like, well, you know, well, we'll save Erica. We'll do Erica in the triple. We'll do Johnny in the triple. We'll do, Dayla in the triple. It's just, it's, if I never hear the word triple again in my life, I will be very happy.
Meanwhile, this week is almost being, completely influenced by a secret power of veto that doesn't exist. So besides the fact that they're speculating so much about, the triple that they don't even have confirmation about. Johnny is like planning all of this stuff this week about throwing this idea out that there's a secret power of veto in the game that literally not a single person actually knows is the case.
Yes, like again, this is what happens when people have to play in anticipation for twists that may or may not happen. We just get a bunch of random nonsense, and it's very annoying.
Yeah. Well, like you said yesterday, we can't blame them. It is Big Brother Canada, and they're all, a lot of them are big fans of the show, so it's impossible to blame them for it. It's just a little stressful to watch them play around it.
I just like, look, if they're not going to have a triple, which would be wonderful, I would love you, Big Brother Canada 6, if you did not have a triple eviction, please tell them so that we can stop hearing about it, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing it not happening, though, just with the way that the weeks add up and the math with the amount of people left in the house. I feel like they're probably onto something, but still.
Just don't do it. Just be like, no, we're not. You think you know what's coming? No, you don't. There's no triple. That's the twist. And then we'll be like, what?
Would you rather the instant? Do you like that better? Or
no, just nothing. Just do another double or something.
No, but like, but you know that something's gonna happen. So I'm just asking, like, you know, if you could pick between the triple or the instant, you can't just get your way.
There's literally nothing that could shake up the game more right now than production saying, everyone come into the living room. Guess what, guys? There's no triple. Everything in the game would change at that point. People would start gunning for each other immediately. It would be chaos and it would be wonderful. That's what they should be doing.
That's not going to happen. Just like your precious vote this
All
week
right,
is not going to go your way.
All right, Brent.
Sorry.
Okay, so Will has the conversation with Kayla, and he's asking Kayla, like, what if Johnny will use the veto? What would you think? And she was like, yeah, I mean, you know, Johnny can use the veto if he wants to use the veto, but, you know, I'd have to nominate somebody else and like as a pawn and so on and so forth. Like, essentially, like, nah, I mean, obviously I would not like that. So this conversation doesn't go great for Will.
I think a lot of people in the house are trying to remind Johnny, or just in general, that if the veto does get used and Paris or Maddie does end up on the block, that it is on Johnny, it's not on Kayla. So
rough. Maddie also tells Johnny, of course, she would not like him to use the veto. She's probably the person that would go up. And even if she stays, she feels like Ryan might do damage to her game in the long term and make her put her in danger moving forward as well. So Maddie's like, please don't do this, Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation that Maddie had with Johnny, she was like, yeah, no, I understand. Like, you protected me a lot in this game. I get it. If you don't want to use it, it's totally fair. That's your prerogative. And again, it seems like the same thing that I was saying about Will. I felt like if Will had pushed a little harder, maybe Johnny would answer in the way he wants him to. And Maddie's just like, yeah, no, I get it. Like, if I'm Maddie, I'm saying, like, you really shouldn't use it. It's fine. Like, we have the votes to save Will. But she's just like, yeah, do whatever you want. And Johnny has the idea in his head of how he wants to go. So I don't know. The ways that both of them were approaching their conversations with him weren't my favorite. But what are you going to do?
Yes. Michi in the chat says, a lot of the talk about the triple is just for strategic reasons, i.e. the pairs telling each other that they would be going after each other in the triple, which is, I mean, technically, so like everyone's talking about planning for the triple secretly and public. Like, not only is it for strategic reasons, like, oh, we're lying and we're going to say that we're going to go after each other in the triple, but like, they're talking about the triple so much that their fake plans involve the triple and their real plans involve the triple. Everything involves the triple. Everyone is planning for the triple by themselves, with pairs, with groups. It's all, every single conversation strategically moving forward in this game, it mentions the triple in one way or another. So that's the triple for you. So Allie and Kayla have a conversation. This is what I was alluding to earlier in the day, where she gives Kayla a heads up, like, look, Johnny and Erica cannot be trusted. They are trying to get us to take a shot at you guys. They are encouraging us to take the shot. They want it to happen next week. You know, this is not good. And this is like, there's a series of like miscommunications and misunderstandings and just kind of like silly things that are happening with the trio of pairs, Johnny, Erica, Allie, Olivia, Kayla, Derek, where Allie initially was pushed, like Johnny initially wanted to go after Derek and Kayla, right? Then Allie decides to say to Derek and Kayla that you should be backdooring Johnny. Olivia then gives Erica the heads up that, hey, they were going to backdoor Johnny. Meanwhile, Johnny is happy that they didn't nominate him, and he's like grateful to Derek and Kayla now for the first time in weeks, considering not going after them. But Olivia has told Erica that they were going to backdoor him. So then Erica's like, I think they were going to backdoor you. And he was like, oh, they were going to backdoor me. I'm definitely back on board to targeting Derek and Kayla. And then he pushes that to Allie again, who then runs back to Kayla, and she's like, they're coming after you, which is because Liv told Erica. Derek and Kayla are like, we need to get rid of Johnny and Erica. And this is going to continue throughout the night, these like misunderstandings and lies and this back and forth with this trio of pairs. It's a comedy of errors here.
So you have my head spinning right now, and I'm almost following what you're saying, but I feel like if there's ever a time to use that 0.5 speed in a podcast feed, go back like a minute or two and listen on like half speed so that you can absorb everything that Taryn just said. I mean, obviously you got it all right, as if you don't usually. But it's very tricky to follow, and like if you're trying to like predict what's going to happen next, it's like they're just so all over the place. Especially Allie, she's like the one like in the middle of it, because it's like you can't see a scenario next week where Dayla teams up with Erica and Johnny. So if anything, Allie and Olivia are the ones that are in the middle that are going to push this in either direction. So I think personally it'd be fun next week if Allie or Olivia win HOH and they have to pick a side. But I don't know.
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm not really a fan of Allie doing this, because I think it stems back to like her just genuinely being more loyal to Kayla in this moment because Kayla has power. But the problem is that she is, you know, burning Erica and Johnny. She is giving Kayla a ton of information,
so much, yeah,
on herself and everything. And Kayla is the outgoing HOH now. Kayla mm-hmm. has almost no more power. Kayla cannot win the next HOH. Derek would have to win it, which is one person out of what, there's nine people left after this. So those are not great odds, right? And you have Johnny and Erica, two of by far the best competitors, both playing in the HOH next week. Not to mention the Will, Paris, Maddie trio, who are kind of already coming after you anyway. Giving Kayla this information just allows Kayla to throw you under the bus next week and say, look who's been playing, who's been pitting us both against each other. It's Allie and Liv. They are the ones in the middle. They were telling us that you were coming after us. And Johnny and Erica will go, they were telling us that you were coming after us. And so like, there's not any point in doing this right now with Kayla, in my opinion, because you do this in order to pin. The thought process is, if we pin Derek and Kayla against Johnny and Erica, then they'll go after each other. We'll sit in the middle. The problem is, if one side is powerless, then there's no need to pin them against the other side, right? Because you can go to Derek if he wins next week, maybe, and be like, oh yeah, they were saying this. But the chances of that happening are so small that the chances of the other side winning are so great. And these people will use the information that you just gave to them. It's the Will and Boogie problem at the end of All Stars. It's like, you don't need to do this. So not really thinking this is the best move, but I think it was ultimately in service of this new plan that Ali wants to enact that that Kayla was kind of on board with, but didn't really encourage that much, which is let's convince Johnny to use the veto and then boom, blindside backdoor Erica and take Erica out of the game, which is a crazy move. I don't even think this benefits Ali much. But this was the plan. This is what Ali is pitching.
Yeah, I was watching the conversation that they were having with Ali and Kayla, and I was like, yeah, like I kind of like how she's making Kayla's head spin so much. But when you really think about it, this move is not beneficial towards Ali. She's burning a bridge completely with Erica because the information is going to get back to Erica at some point. If anybody, like if a Paris or Will or Maddie or Johnny win HOH next week, Kayla has so much information that she never would have or possibly could have had from Ali, just because Ali had this one conversation where Ali keeps feeling like everybody's pitting her and Olivia against Derek and Kayla. So she's like, well, why don't we just come together? And there's so many other people we need to watch out for, especially Erica, because we don't really have her as much anymore. But she gives her so much information that, like you said, is going to be used against her, which, you know, I don't think she sees that that's a possibility, but there's not enough players left in the game where it wouldn't be a possibility. And the people left, like, they're getting rid of all these goats now. Marin just went, Ryan possibly going to go left. There's not many left. So it's like becoming very like slim possibilities that they are going to get rid of Maddie next. Like, they're probably going to see that, okay, we need to keep Maddie in because we need somebody to beat in the final two. So it's like, and last night we saw, I think Kayla was talking to Paris and she was like, yeah, why don't we maybe pull Maddie in as like a fourth, like you, me, Derek, and Maddie. And like, we just won't tell her about the three. We'll just say that this is the four. And I feel like for Kayla, that's a much better final four to have Paris and Maddie with them rather than Olivia and Allie. So I feel like if the opportunity presents itself, Allie's going right under the bus.
Yep. And this isn't even over the misinformation train, because Allie wants Kayla to test Johnny when Kayla has her conversation with Johnny, see if Johnny is willing to throw Allie and Liv under the bus. Which Kayla is very happy to do because she loves these kinds of things. So Johnny has his conversation with Kayla. He asks about potentially using the veto. She says, I don't really mind, but it's basically you putting the person on the block that I have to replace with, just saying. Which, so basically she is not doing what Ali wanted. She is not encouraging Johnny to use the veto here. She's basically encouraging him not to. I don't think she wants to make the move ultimately, even though she said to Ali that she would. So Johnny's coming away from this conversation feeling like not very encouraged to use the veto. But Kayla also tests him. She says, I could put up Ali or Liv as the replacement. And Johnny's like, no, I don't. I would not want that. She's like, well, I mean, we could take a shot, take a shot at Ali or something. He's like, I do not want them to go. I want Ryan to go. That's what I want. I don't want to take a shot at them. Pretty clear. He passes the test with flying colors. That wasn't in Kayla's plans. She's going to look, this is a post-truth world. She's gonna give some fake news.
I was like living for everything that Kayla was doing after that. Like, as somebody who's been rooting for Johnny, I was like, ooh, this isn't good. But just watching, like, I also like Kayla, and I like what she's been, well, before she nominated Ryan, this was fun to watch. She took everything that Johnny said. Johnny, she's baiting him, and she's saying like, yeah, I mean, I guess we could put up Ali and Olivia. We're going to have to get them up eventually. And Johnny's like, yeah, like, we'll have to do that eventually. I don't know. Probably not right now, but I mean, maybe right now, like, I don't know, whatever you think. And then just by the end of the conversation, Johnny leaves after like 3 hours in there. And then Ali comes in and Kayla's like, he said your name, like it worked. Like he wants to go after you guys. He said, well, we could put Ali on the block because she'll stay against Ryan. So, it worked. He said your name, which is not really the case at all.
Yeah, not the case at all. And Ali is like, oh, that snake, that Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, like Ali did not need more reason to want to go after Johnny. She's been saying this for at least a week, and especially now in the past few days. But it's just getting more intense. Like, her feelings towards Johnny are getting more intense every day that she wants to get him out.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and I don't think this was like necessarily like, oh, I need Johnny out of the house, but it was more of, it was Kayla now turning Allie's game around on her and using Allie's game against Allie and pitting Allie against Johnny. So she says that to Allie. She also talks to Paris and says to Paris, like, oh, Johnny had his own agenda in that conversation. He's willing to sacrifice you guys. He's willing to sacrifice Maddie to keep Ryan safe. He wants Ryan in the, like, Kayla's really just like exploring all areas of BS at this point. Which ultimately, you know, Allie ends up crying to Paris later in the night, based on what Allie told her about Johnny, I guess. I feel like Kayla may have gone a little too far. I feel like Paris was like, you know, Kayla, she might have been like trying to manipulate us there. Like, I don't know if she's maybe telling the entire truth. Maybe, which was like a way to comfort Allie, but also like I'm not sure Paris bought it as easily as Allie did.
You like I feel like Kayla sold it so well and Allie wasn't prepared to hear it so strongly that yes, Johnny is willing to sacrifice you and willing to put you up. So I feel like it really got to her. She was just so like upset about it, and she wasn't prepared to spring into action right away because she was so like actually affected by it. She was like, wait, he really doesn't care, like he really wouldn't mind me going, like I don't know, like she thought it was gonna happen, but she also like wasn't ready for how thick Kayla laid it on.
Yeah, and I think that like for now Allie is now like they're traitors, but again, like Allie was already against Erica and Johnny, and now she was hit emotionally, and she was hit emotionally by a lie, and that is the kind of thing that can flip you back in the other direction. If she ever does have a real conversation with Johnny or with Erica, and Johnny's like, are you kidding me? No, I did not say that. Mm-hmm. Maybe she doesn't believe him, but if this comes out, this could really do a lot of damage to Kayla's game in the same way that what Allie said to Kayla could do a lot of damage to Allie's game. I think the benefit is that they're both BSing each other and giving each other a lot of ammunition. So ultimately, there's not like a whole lot that, like, you know, now if Kayla says that, like, Allie told us this, then Allie can say, well, Kayla told us this. And then it's just like, oh, well, I don't know who to choose at this point.
But for sure, this information will get out at some point. Like, it's not even a question. It's like whether it goes directly from Allie to Johnny about the conversation, or whether it goes from Allie to Olivia to Erica to Johnny, it will get back to Johnny that this happened. And it's like, it's so much easier to defend yourself when it's like something that you know. I don't know, just the fact that Kayla did such a blatant lie about this, and like she's going to have to defend herself and say, yes, Johnny, you did say this, and Johnny's going to come at this from the angle of, no, I know I didn't say this, and like it's so much easier to tell the truth in like any kind of situation. And Johnny's somebody who, when he is telling the truth, like he's going to put all of his passion behind this conversation and say, like, no, like I never said that. Kayla is putting words in my mouth, like 100%, like you cannot trust her, like whatever. And I don't know, you saw like what happened with Veronica, like when she had to defend herself when she was telling this like blatant lie. It's gonna come back in the exact same way for Kayla. She's gonna have to defend herself with the very obvious lie that she put out there, and I don't think it'll end well for her.
Yeah, and with the coming HOH competition, Johnny's going to be playing, Erica's going to be playing, Will is probably going to be in the house still, he'll be playing. If any of those three, if Erica or Johnny win this HOH, I guarantee you Kayla and Allie will be tripping over themselves trying to throw the other one under the bus with all of the information that they've given this week. You know, this just a lot of dangerous stuff going on. That said, if the odds do not go in the Johnny's favor, if Derek wins or if Allie wins or something along those lines, then Johnny can, looks like he may be in trouble here, because there might not be enough time for all of the information to come out. But then of course, you know, who knows what happens with the fan vote twist. So, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, Johnny would be in trouble, but you would still have to think that the conversation will come up that like all of this will still get out. Even if like Allie won HOH next week, she would be talking to Olivia, talking to Erica maybe about, all right, well, I need to take my shot at Johnny this week because he said all this stuff last week. And then this is all still going
to
come out.
And then when she talks to Johnny, she needs a reason. Well, Johnny, when you talked to Kayla last week about using the veto, you threw my name under the bus. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
What? Exactly. What? Yeah. To be like, I never said that. And then it honestly all could backfire on Kayla if she ends up believing Johnny. So who knows?
Yeah. It's dangerous to tell such blatant lies in that.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier to focus on.
She went for it. She really went for it.
All right. So then finally, Johnny has a conversation with Will at the end of the day where they finally kind of come to the conclusion. Now we probably won't have the veto used. And Will is like, I'm fine with that. Do not worry. This is where Johnny needs to be with Will. I think he talked to a little too many people about potentially using it, but it's mm-hmm. like Will is fine with him not using it and he doesn't have to. So he should not be using it. And it seems like that's the conclusion that they'll come to.
That's what I was. The problem that I was taking with all of this was that Johnny talked to like every single person in the house about, do you think I should use it or not? And they were all aware that it was a real possibility in his head. So I feel like at this point, like, I don't know, I feel like he has nothing to lose by actually using it. Like everybody sees that he feels strongly about Will enough that he would have used it, but now he's just maybe a little worried about it. So I don't know. I feel like if I'm Johnny waking up this morning, I'm using the veto, but I understand why he's not going to.
Yeah, well, but like, there's a difference between like, oh, Johnny talked about using the veto, and oh, Johnny saved Will from the block, right? Like, you remember the actions a lot more than you remember the conversations.
Yeah.
I think that having the conversations with Will and then not using it was the best case scenario for Johnny, where he convinces Will that he really was ready to use it, but Will says, don't worry about it. So Johnny gets what he needs from Will, and then also doesn't have to use the veto. I think he got a little sloppy in that he talked to a lot of other people and let them know he was going to use it or potentially going to use it. But ultimately not using the veto, I think, is good for him. And, I don't think it was too bad. I don't think it really hurt him that much. But he could have been a lot less sloppy here.
Well, and then it's funny because we still don't know what the Canada's vote is going to be. And ultimately Will might get saved off the block anyway. And then all of this is for nothing. So. Yeah,
which, at this point, if Will gets pulled, if Will gets saved, then and Kayla has to come up with somebody at the last second, she may decide to go Erica and then maybe not even have the votes to keep Erica or to get rid of Erica. And then Erica's really gunning for her. Or she's smart and she says, okay, we'll do Maddie or something. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, it's either going to be Erica or Maddie in that situation, which is why I almost hope that like it does happen just for like the exciting moment of it. But no, don't shake your head at me.
I'll shake my head at you all I want. I can't believe you're advocating for a twist.
I'm just saying it'd be exciting. But and you know that no matter what, no matter how many polls you put out, no matter how many wishes you put out, we're not going to get what...
You are such a pessimist. I can't believe you, Matt.
Do you know how many times I voted for Kirsten just to not get my way? So... I'm salty.
Yeah, well, you are salty, sir. But look, you're saying like, oh, it might be exciting in the moment. Maybe it would be exciting in the moment. But this is what happens if she puts up Erica and then Erica doesn't go home, or even if Erica does go home, then boom, sides are solidified. And we get very little movement for the rest of the season. Right. Because of a twist. Like it may be exciting in that moment. And then all of a sudden it goes dead. That's what happens with twists. Vote no on the twist. Don't save anyone. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I'm not voting.
Besides, like, do you want to screw over Erica? Do you want to screw over Kayla? Do you want to not have the power to save somebody next week? Those are all things that even if you do want to use the twist, that would tell you no, not this week. Let's say no. Just say no. All right. So that is our update for the day. Unless you have anything else, Matt?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think it was a fun day. I'm glad our Sundays can bounce back so much back and forth between being so exciting and then sometimes so not. But
did you say Sunday?
Yesterday was Sunday.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, we're recapping the Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun.
All right. So that's all we've got for you today. Make sure you subscribe on the podcast thing and go to robiswebsite.com and follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Follow Matt at Matt Ligori. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, and we're going to update you on some more stuff, some more happenings of the feeds. And tonight we have Bruno. So Rob, Bruno, and I will be recapping tonight's episode of Big Brother Canada 6. And then tomorrow night, we will have the LFC Roundtable podcast. We will update our stock watch and everything going on there. So lots of stuff to check out. Thank you guys for joining us. I'll see you next time.